Part of showing school pride is dressing up in school colors and painting one's face for football games. A school mascot or logo appears on uniforms, t-shirts, gymnasium floors, caps and hats, school flags, and so on. Each school goes through some pain to select a mascot that will be connected to its history, its location, or to the people who established the school. And a good, well-promoted mascot is instantly recognizable. As a result, universities seek exclusive use of their mascots by registering it as a trademark for obtaining legal protection. Because the school owns a trademark, it can use its mascot or logo exclusively by placing it on all forms of clothing, signs, letterhead, and advertising. And if other schools copy and use this mark, it raises the possibility that people will confuse which school is being represented by the mascot in question. The idea behind this protection is that we don't want others to benefit from or soil the reputation of a particular school. If a school's mascot has been infringed by another school, there are multiple ways to address this problem. Recently, Illinois State University in Normal, Illinois, noticed the Pleasant Plains High School logo is nearly identical to ISU's mascot, Reggie Redbird. If the Pleasant Plains High School had wished to defend itself against a potential trademark infringement lawsuit, it would have to prove that its logo is different from ISU's and that no one is likely to confuse the two. However, Pleasant Plains chose to submit to ISU's request to phase out their mascot. A court could have also ordered the removal of the infringing symbol, which would have included replacing all high school athletic uniforms. The ISU Pleasant Plains dispute is but one example. There actually appears to be a trend involving high schools using the logos of prominent universities. Some people might think, who cares if some high school out there copies the University of Virginia logo? Well, it might matter for a couple of reasons. First, it reduces the value of the logo. Because universities can license their logos for merchandise and apparel, it has turned into a significant moneymaker, and universities are willing to fight high schools that turn to their logos for inspiration. Second, because of the internet, high school games are increasingly available to the public. Some alumni are not too happy to see that a logo of their alma mater is also being used by some high school. Another example of the dispute over logos involves two universities, the University of South Carolina and the University of Southern California. South Carolina attempted to register a logo with the letters S and C sort of merged with one another, and USC opposed the trademark registration based on its own very similar design of interlocking S and C letters. The judge in this case sided with USC, stating that Carolina's logo was confusingly similar to that of Southern Cal. This trademark infringement issue also crept up at the U of I, albeit in a slightly different context. The Honor the Chief Society that brought back the Next Dance for this year's homecoming received a letter from the U of I asking the society to stop trying to trademark Chief Alinowick items. There is a possible concern that selling merchandise and apparel of that sort might create confusion that the U of I is still endorsing the chief as its mascot and symbol. The society responded that its merchandise was very specific to the Next Dance. It will undoubtedly be fascinating to see how this dispute unfolds in the coming months. I'm Jay Kaysen.